Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Later on this morning, we'll be talking with Kara Alietta. She is our very special in-studio guest. She is the Assistant Fire Chief and EMS Director, Triadelphia Fire Department. The experiences that she had with this horrible flash flood situation are just amazing. Also later on this morning, we'll be talking with Lou Vargo, Director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency. And again, a shout out to the City of Wheeling and the State of West Virginia for incredible work under impossible circumstances, just impossible circumstances. Also a shout out to Channel 7 WTRF. They've done really wonderful work covering all of this, all of their people. They've been all over this. They've done, honestly, a great job, lots of information. They deserve a big round of applause. They really do. So a very special guest right now is Carly Dittmars. She is a citizen journalist who uncovers so much information in Wheeling. It's unbelievable. She's on the phone joining us now here in Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. So, Carly, what else did you experience? What did you hear on the scanners? What else is what other information can you share with our listeners?
Well, you were on break. I just got confirmation that the woman they have been desperately searching for with her dog that went floating on a trash can has been found, not alive.
I've got to ask, who confirmed this?
Well, if I can get in here, it's posted. I mean, it's, let's see here, Dimitri.
Is that an official from the city or the state?
Update, unfortunately, Lisa's body was found. Her dog survived and was rescued, returned to a family member. So very sad.
My goodness. Thank you for that, Carly. What else did you... Oh, you've taken a big interest in the homeless encampment. You've taken lots of pictures. You've talked with a lot of the homeless people. Were they affected by this flooding? Has anybody checked?
No, I can't drive. And you know, you've argued with me as close as Kroger is not to go, and so I have not been able to go down there, but I am so glad you brought that up. I was going to wait till the end. I didn't want to make it about the homeless. But all of the hateful posts that I get of, this is okay to let these people live there, not one person has said, what about the homeless? What about the homeless? They are living on the creek's edge. The woman that I spoke to last week was actually bathing in the creek because they don't like the tank of water that they've got down there for their water consumption and a hose that they can bath in because she says it's full of flies and mosquitoes. And so I have no idea, Dimitri, and I can't walk down there. It's not safe anymore. I hate to say that, but this is a completely different group. From Tennessee, Alabama, not only not from West Virginia, but they're not from Wheeling.
Where could they have gone? Where do they look? How I feel about the homeless situation in Wheeling is pretty clear. But
yeah,
I mean, my God, these are people. I mean, the flooding. I mean, has anybody checked? Where are they? I mean, are they okay? What's happened
with
them?
When the flood waters were rising, I did go down. I hadn't had my surgery yet. And I said, has anybody checked on you? The Moms for the Homeless. What are you going to do if this water? Nobody's been down. The other day when I said, has anybody been down here checking on you people? Long before we ever heard about the flood. She said, no. And she said, we don't even have toilet paper here. And she said, look at our porta-johns. I said, no, take my phone. You take the pictures. It was disgusting. This is why they're doing everything that they have to do in the creek waters.
This is unbelievable.
I have to stress, for all these people, that I did get a nasty message. Could you stop? They must have seen my post days later with the homeless people during these tragedies. And I said, no. I said, I will not stop until somebody takes care of these people. This is inhumane. They didn't say, I checked on them. Did anybody check on them? It was just that.
It is amazing to me because they're living right on the edge there, and I'm frankly amazed that, based on the number of reports that we've gotten about five people dead at the last count and several missing, unaccounted for, I'm surprised that...
And the water was up to the top of my bank. I was looking at the outside sewer. When it comes up that outside sewer, I already have 2 feet in my basement.
Oh, my word. What else did you hear, on the scanner? I know you were monitoring the scanners.
Nothing about the homeless. Not a word from anybody. Not that the moms or the Catholic Charities or somebody has checked on them, they're okay, or we've moved them here, there. Just that downpour alone, if those people stayed there, their tents are destroyed.
Unbelievable. What else did you hear on the scanner, Carly?
Trailers floating away. Garages, people. Has anybody seen my car? Has anybody seen this person? Has anybody seen this animal? Closings that were just, nonstop. They had the Shilling Bridge closed. The man drove over it. His car was flooded. He had to jump out of it. We went across the creek to check mine, and you could see furniture, big pieces of furniture, a storage unit. And we were expecting, because they said expect to see the cars. Well, it got dark by that time, and I didn't want to fall in the creek. So we all left. So I was worried that debris was going to get locked up at the dam, and that's what would get up. But, these pictures, and I want you to know that our family in Fairmont is suffering terribly also.
No question, absolutely. And Morgantown as well? Did I read something about
I didn't hear about Morgantown, but I happen to have a friend that lives in Fairmont who has a motorcycle shop below his apartment, and it looked like fire hoses shooting water in his downstairs shop.
My goodness.
Totally.
My goodness. Carly, it amazes me about the people here in the Valley, and I think you can confirm this, that whenever there's a tragedy, it never fails. The amount of people who volunteer, who come out offering help, offering money, offering cleaning supplies, sanitary stuff, on and on and on and on, is just absolutely amazing and inspiring. Has there ever been a time in the history that you've lived here that this has not happened, that people throughout the Upper Ohio Valley have not stepped up to help their fellow sufferers?
No. It's always this way. We have volunteer fire departments who have been destroyed that are still out there helping.
Yep.
Now, I don't want people to forget about the Ohio County Animal Shelter that also had damage, and they are taking these pets in. So if you can help them out in any way, please don't forget them. They're the ones that are protecting your pets while you're away from home. Now, the Highlands... There are so many places, Bubba's Burgers, Ruttenbeck, Elm Grove Elementary School was housing people. All of these places, the Armory, the NAVs were called out, that's the volunteers of the police department, because I guess Respex was so overloaded with donations that they needed another location.
Isn't that amazing?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, isn't that amazing?
Yes. So they called for all the NAVs to come out and man the Armory on Clater. She said it was a slow start, and then they were bombarded. There were truckloads of supplies. And I'm talking about, they seemed to have plenty of water. But they were sending baby diapers, baby wipes. She said gloves. She said not cheap gloves, working gloves, shovels, rakes, you name it, it's there.
Absolutely amazing, the people really throughout the Ohio Valley, especially Wheeling, of course, because it was the biggest problem. The the outpouring of care about love and everything is just, it's breathtaking. It really is. Carly,
yeah, I want you to know that starting at 10 o'clock today, location one is that armory again in Clayton. To say, either pick up or donate supplies. Number two is at the Highland, at the new shooting range.
Gunnery?
Yes, the gunnery, 45 Cabela Drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Carly, we are almost out of time here for this segment. We got a hard break coming up, and I always want to give my guest the last word. You're an incredible citizen journalist. I don't know what I don't know, so tell the listeners whatever it is they need to hear, whatever they need to know about this incredible tragedy. Carly Dittmar, citizen journalist, my microphone is yours.
Okay, first of all, anyone that was affected by the flood, go to emd.westvirginia.gov/disaster. And that is the disaster survey. If you missed any of that, just Google West Virginia Disaster Survey. Fill that survey out, and you will soon be receiving some help. Governor Morrissey was here yesterday to give all that information. He was great coming here. So please don't forget that. That is about the most important thing I can tell you, Dimitri. And donate anything you can. Pick up anything you need for you, your neighbors, your neighbors in Clater, Tridelphia. These people are hurting. These people have lost a lot. They've lost families. They've lost pets. So remember that, emd.westvirginia.gov/disaster survey. Fill that out, and you'll sooner or later be getting the help you need.
Indeed. And Carly Dittmar, citizen journalist, people can follow you on Facebook. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that is Carly, C-A-R-L-E-E, Dittmar, D-I-T-T-M-A-R. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And she does incredible work as a citizen journalist. She really does. She is just amazing. Carly, anything else I should have asked you before we say goodbye this morning?
No, Dimitri, you've covered it all, and we thank you for covering this and letting people know the severity of it that I never would have known. I'm living in Fulton. We're the ones that usually get hit. We were saved this time.
Indeed.
These people have been devastated. Please help out in any way you can.
Indeed. If you get more information, we'll get you back on again tomorrow. Fair enough, Carly?
Thank you, Dimitri.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
Thanks, you too. Carly Dittmar, citizen journalist, wonderful, terrific human being. Follow her on Facebook. The pictures that she takes, the videos, the information that she gets is really, it's amazing. She's a citizen journalist. And she's one of the best that we have here in our listening area, the Big Willie 105.5 listening area. We have another very special guest for you. Her name is Kara Elieta, and she is with the Tridelphia Fire Department. She is the Assistant Fire Chief and EMS Director. She has an amazing story. She's waiting for us right now in the lobby. And during this short commercial break, we'll get her in here and set up. The story that she has is amazing. Later on this morning, we are expecting a call from Lou Vargo, Director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency, to give us an update and maybe confirm who they found and names and, you know. So we'll be talking with him as well. Also, much later on this morning, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets. Steve Earle's solo and acoustic 50 years of songs and stories. That'll be tomorrow evening at the Capitol Theater, another Drusky Entertainment presentation. We'll be giving those tickets away today to the 10th caller, much later on. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. You'll need to come and pick up the tickets, bring ID, but we do have them here, and you'll score a pair of tickets. Just be the 10th caller, 740-325-1490. We have lots of information, where you can go, what you can do. It's just amazing how so many people here in the Valley are doing everything possible. St. Clairsville, the mayor of St. Clairsville, Catherine Tallman, is also accepting donations there in St. C. Get in touch with him. It's just amazing. Everybody is working for the same goal here.